British Prime Minister Tony Blair used his address to a trade union conference today to make the case for military action against Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Blair faces strong resistance to a possible Iraq campaign among trade unionists and from within his own Labour Party. His speech today was an attempt to reverse that opposition. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
The front page of today's Daily Mirror gives a pretty good indication of the position Tony Blair's found himself in. The working-class tabloid, read by millions of traditional Labour Party voters, offers this headline, Blairmonger. Polls here show that 71% of the public opposes any involvement in a campaign to oust Saddam Hussein. Leading backbenchers in Blair's own party are threatening to hold an independent meeting unless their leader calls a parliamentary session soon. So perhaps it's no surprise that the Prime Minister felt compelled to offer a forceful defense of his position in Blackpool earlier today.
If we do not deal with the threat from this international outlaw and his barbaric regime, it may not erupt and engulf us this month or next. Perhaps not even this year or next, but it will at some point. And I, for one, do not want it on my conscience that we knew the threat, that we saw it coming, and that we did nothing.
Blair called the Iraqi regime unrivaled as the world's worst, brutal and dictatorial. He also responded to critics here who have accused him of pandering to the Bush administration. The newspapers have referred to the Prime Minister as America's lapdog. French President Jacques Chirac made a roundabout reference to sycophants who blindly support the Bush administration. And German leader Gerhard Schröder said he's not willing to click his heels and fall into line with the Americans. So Blair is now trying to reassure his critics that any decision should be made through the United Nations.
After all, it is the will of the United Nations that he has flouted. He, not me or George Bush, is in breach of United Nations resolutions.
Those resolutions demand a return of weapons inspectors. Iraq's non-compliance has led Blair to believe the regime possesses weapons of mass destruction.
To allow Saddam to use the weapons he has, or to get the weapons he wants, would be an act of gross irresponsibility, and we should not and we must not countenance it.
Blair offered the Iraqi leader a stark warning if the Baghdad regime continues to deny weapons inspectors access to suspected manufacturing sites.
And let it also be clear that should the will of the UN be ignored, action will follow.
The Prime Minister has promised to release a dossier of evidence proving that the Iraqi regime has weapons of mass destruction. But skeptics here point to a paper released yesterday by the International Institute for Strategic Studies. In that paper, the group wrote that Iraq's arsenal of weapons of mass destruction has diminished significantly since the 1991 Gulf War. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.